close the door.
Is there a difference there with one eating more emphatic or one more polite than the other?
Well, I think it's a little more diplomatic to say, would you close the door? Where you might say, well, shut the damn door or something, you know?
Right. When you were talking about your house, I believe you mentioned that the homestead was a clapboard affair. Is that correct?
Yeah, clapboard. I think I used, maybe I said clapboard.
What else might you
say? Shiplap.
Shiplap.
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah. Essentially, it's a board that laps over its cut that's tapered, and each board laps over the next board.
Is it that kind of overlap?
Yeah.
Ever heard that called anything besides those two terms?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what, I've heard another name for that. Drop siding. There's some technical differences to carpenters between drop siding and shiplap. Or clapboard, but essentially they form the same purpose and look similar when they get through, and it looks like they're ridges where each one hangs over.
What about weatherboarding? Is that familiar to you?
Oh, weatherboarding. I've heard weatherboarding used a lot, and that probably is the same thing, but it's not a, I don't believe I ever used that.
It's a verb I want to ask you about. Say if you took a hammer and a nail, you say you do what to the nail and the board? You
hammered the nail or drove the nail.
Okay. The past form, you say you drove the nail. You might say I need to, using the same.
Drive the nail.
Yeah, and I've.
Yeah, I hit the nail or drove the nail.
Okay. Talking about the roof of a house, the part right on the edge that would carry off the rainwater, what would you call that?
Gutter.
Well, those things, are they built in or suspended or what?
Well, most of the gutters I've seen down here are metal and fastened on separately under it, not built into the eave. Although I understand some places they are built in as part of the total structure. But most of them that I've seen were fastened on just metal trough underneath it.
Still talking about the roof, you know, some houses that have different slopes to the roof.
Yeah.
A place where two different slopes would meet, something like that. Do you have a name?
Valley.
And you mentioned talking about, I forget which house it was, some type of storage shed. Would that be a place, a little building behind the house where you might keep, I don't know, maybe years ago, firewood or two, something like that?
Yeah, wood house, wood shed.
Wood shed.
Yeah.
And you mentioned outhouse. Have you ever heard that called anything else around here?
Oh, yeah, privy or chick sales.
Chick sales.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
You've never heard of chick sales?
Chick like in baby chicken?
Yeah, C-H-I-C-K and S-A-L-E-S. Now, that may not be an old country expression. I think it's a more recent times. And chick sales had something to do with traveling around the country, I believe, and wrote a story about
what's
the different outhouses. Yeah, I think it's a man's name. And as I say, I call it the wooden bathroom. I don't believe I've heard it really called anything.
Were any of those terms that you mentioned?